Well, Stephen Colbert has been the host of The Late Show for almost a month now, and I think he's been doing a pretty awesome job. But it got me wondering what our old pal David Letterman had been up to, and we have Dave on the phone right now. Thanks for calling in, Dave.
Hey, kids. Thanks for having me. And I've got to tell you, I could get used to this not working thing. Hey, Paul? Ha! I guess so, Dave.
Oh.
Oh, cheer up, Paul.
What's wrong with Paul?
Yeah, I guess he misses having steady work. Mm. Ha! That show, albeit an experience that was slowly crushing my spirit, was all I had, Dave.
Oh, no.
Paul. Paul, have you thought about trying to do something else to fill your time?
Paul, answer the man. I've been staying up every night watching Colbert, laughing at his jokes and chiming in with equal parts fairly obvious observations and incoherent non sequiturs. It truly is a pitiful experience, David.
Yikes.
Yeah, this is a bummer. What do you say we lighten the mood with a little top 10 list, kid?
Sounds great.
Yeah, great. Okay, then. Here are the top 10 things Paul has been doing during his downtime, as read by Paul Schaefer. Here we go. Number 10, crying. Number 9, sulking. Number 8, gazing out the window longingly, wishing things were as they once were, when I had purpose, when I had meaning, when I had you, David. Yee. Awkward.
Yeah, Dave, I don't think we can take much more of this.
And me neither. I think I'm going to try to cheer Paul up with a scalp massage or something. Not even your tender yet masculine touch can help ease my troubled mind, Dave.
Listen, guys, thank you for calling.
No problem. I was sitting by the phone anyway, waiting for a call that would never come. Dear Lord, this is the worst. Two words, broadcasting buzzkill.